This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across this great country and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout-out to Steve in Thailand tonight, who's been chiming in here like a songbird in the last 5 or 10 minutes or so, and a special shout-out also goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, remember, everybody that's working on a Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're listed at The Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Now, let's go back and start with the missile launch again, because they're now showing pictures of, but those were short-range missiles I just saw from North Korea, probably canned film. They were showing missiles being launched from ground. You mentioned you thought these missiles could have been fired from a submarine?
No, they are submarine-based missiles that they were testing from land.
Okay.
Okay, so they're building the abilities to have submarine-launched missiles, and before they put them on submarines, they're testing them from land.
Mm-hmm.
There is a conflicting report saying that they were short-range. Well, one, they're saying, was actually a medium-range. One traveled about 450 kilometers with an altitude of 60 kilometers. Both were landed in the South China Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So what's particularly interesting is that the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, says, oh, well, we're going to hold talks in Washington with his counterparts in Japan and South Korea next week.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to wait until next week? Can't these people just pick up the phone and call their counterparts? I mean, you know, why does it have to be scheduled and formalized and blah, 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 blah? I mean, just pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose that's true, but for some reason we're playing this game back and forth, and it's like we're dealing with the Keystone Cops here with some of these people.
That...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when we first started with this administration, everything was the Biden administration, the Biden administration, the Biden administration. Over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed there's been a change as to the title here. They're now calling this the Biden-Harris administration. What do you suppose the significance of that might be?
Well, we could probably make a couple of pretty good guesses on why they're hyphenating the name of this administration. But if you ask Jen Psaki, she's probably going to say, well, we want to be more inclusive because this is the first time that we've had a female vice president. So they would probably use that as the excuse.
And, of course, she's been appointed to be the person in charge of what's going on at the border. Is that my understanding?
Yes, which is going to be, which they had to make a move before the tonight's press conference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So any call, I mean, any questions that come up in his press conference tonight, he can, well, you'll have to, you know, talk to the vice president now about that. So he can necessarily defer all of those questions to her and maybe not answer any of them. But the other piece of this is, let's not forget, she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And she can be challenged on, we have laws on the books and they're not being followed. So if to challenge her on all things immigration, I would be going down that path. You're waiving law, you're in violation of law, and I would be, critiquing the policy on that right now and ensuring that she as a lawyer should follow the law.
All right. What's going on in Israel? I believe Benjamin Netanyahu finished the election. I'm not sure if it's totally added up yet or not, but isn't he two votes shy of him of
he
having what he needs?
Yesterday, don't know where it is at this point, but it looks like he's still in the situation where he was before. So I don't know that we won't be able to fully, he'll be able to fully form a government yet.
And he has so many days to do that, is that right?
Other than that, you kind of have to go through, you know, I think there's 97% of the polling is in from the polling station. So we won't necessarily see if he's got the opportunity to grab two more seats.
Okay, and we'll just wait and see, because I remember last time it took a couple of weeks before they said they couldn't form a government, and that's why they had to have another election.
Correct. They were sharing power.
Yeah, all right. Now, let's move to something a little different here. The Politico website, which is not by any means conservative, it is a liberal website by every stretch of the imagination, did a poll yesterday, and the result is really quite interesting. I guess we'll have to talk about this on the other side. But there is declining support, ladies and gentlemen, for giving illegals citizenship. It's now down below 50%. And when we come back, we'll talk to Denise Simon about that and more as we move along here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, and thank you, Kyle. I will do just that. By the way, join me this Saturday, March the 27th, from noon to 3 p.m. for the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. You never know who might show up for that. By the way, the Tailgate Pro Entertainment Company will be hosting the games that will be playing there. They're going to have their list of games up that they have when they go to Raymond James Stadium for the tailgating that they do there. Cornhole, Tiki Toss, Giant Zynga, and Yard Bong, along with a great big huge giant screen TV so you can watch the NCAA basketball tournament while you're there in the parking lot. Shade for all, because they've got the umbrella tents up that they put up there. Plenty of free food and drinks too. And yes, I did say free food. And while you're there, look me up. Take a test drive in a brand new vehicle of your choice, whatever it is. And I've got a $500 coupon to hand you to get a $500 deduction off whatever vehicle you look like, whether it's certified pre-owned or a brand new one. Now, remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. And I will see you in Newport Richey this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey. Look for the big, great, big, tall American flag right there in the corner. That's them. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Joe Biden, and we'll mention this before we venture along here, he is currently under investigation for the order, the executive order, to block the wall construction and to stop it because of what we talked about during the break and even yesterday, the contracts that are there where they're still paying these people who are not working because it's in the contract, they have to.
Well, there's no violation of the contracts that the federal government has with the vendors that are there to build the wall. So the General Accounting Office is the one, it's not some independent investigation, it's the General Accounting Office that is sounding the alarm on this, that the Biden administration is in violation not only of law, but of the contracts for halting border construction, border wall construction.
So, it'd be cheaper for them just to finish the wall and quit paying all
this. It's not a matter, it's not a matter of cheap. It's not a matter of cheap at all. Unless there's some countersuits for being a violation of the contract by the vendors. No, it's a matter of being in violation of the law.
So then if he's in violation of the law, they'll have to go back and finish the wall, and that's that.
They resume, correct.
Okay, and I think that's where we're going with all of this based on what...
Well, I mean, you either build a wall or you build detention centers.
Mm-hmm.
And when you build detention centers, what do you have to put in there? You got to put in there food and water and medical and beds and, air conditioning and... human resources and all these other kinds of people, and then you run out of rooms and you're going to spend $84 million on hotels, and then you got to do buses and airplanes and everything else. Just finish the wall.
And then just to add insult to injury, we still do not have a Customs and Border Protection nominee in charge of what's going on there. I know we put Kamala in charge of the, quote, border crisis, but we should have a CBP director, too, but we don't have one yet.
Oh, well, they were, this was going to be a smart, transparent administration. Right now it's Captain Chaos.
What do you know about the Wisconsin State Assembly that's now authorized an investigation of the elections that they had back in 2020?
Well, we've got Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona that are going down that path, too. So not all things are necessarily settled yet.
Yeah. Al is pointing out he thought the missiles were fired from a submarine.
No, they're submarine-type missiles, but they were fired from land.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, see, people are catching bits and pieces here. By the way, the Suez Canal, oil did go up yesterday, as we said it would, not necessarily because of the oil, but certainly because of the situation with the...
it didn't help that tanker is now sideways in the Suez Canal. It has backed up some traffic, but they are in fact using tugs right now to straighten that situation out. Mm-hmm. They said it would take several days to do that.
Yeah, and that is one of the world's largest cargo ships with all the containers that are on it, and there was quite a picture of it blocking the whole canal yesterday. All right, let's try something real quick here. Okay, I think this is Ian, and if it is, what's your question for
Denise?
Yes. Go ahead, Ian. What's your question for Denise? All right, I guess he can't hear me. All right, well, it is what it is. And if you're listening to the radio, there's a 10-second delay. So the problem is the 10-second delay when you call and the phone, you're always listening to me 10 seconds ahead of time. So it is what it is. But anyway, all right, let's go back here to the shooter. We'll talk about the shooter over there, the 21-year-old. There was a Facebook ramp that showed up yesterday. I think they scrubbed his Facebook page, but he had a racist, Islamophobic people. He called the white folks, and he was addressing them as racist Islamophobes. I guess that's what he said.
Yeah, at least that. And now we're finding out that, he had pretty much almost self-isolated. He was living in the basement. But we still don't have a true motive. But I don't know that they're necessarily, I think we're compiling bits and pieces about this, Kat, that we can necessarily determine the motive.
Mm-hmm.
He only killed white people.
Yeah. Well, we get what we get, I guess. And these guys here... He had bought the weapon, I guess, a week prior, and because of some things that were in his background, they're saying they don't know how he got the weapon and whatnot. Well, that may be true, but we don't determine the state laws in the states where they buy these things, and apparently he slipped through the cracks, I guess.
Well, I mean, Colorado also has a red flag law, so where is the family if they were concerned about his mental capabilities?
Okay. All right. Now, we have a lot of cruise ships down here in Florida, don't we?
Sitting idle.
Yep. Well, the CDC will not lift a conditional sailing order for not one of those cruise ships no earlier than November, so they will sit some more, won't they?
Looks like it. They were trying to get something going for May, but
yep.
I don't know. I would think that, you know, if I were the captains or I were the cruise ship operators, I'd be moving into another place. If you want to get them underway, get them out of U.S. jurisdiction.
Yeah, yeah, and there are cruise ships leaving out of different parts of the country, just not where they're sitting at. By the way, we were talking about the Cuomo impeachment. If it were to happen, the impeachment probe could take months to complete. So says the New York State Judiciary Chairman of the state legislature.
That's a fact. We already know that. It's kind of like California. You know, it take a long time. You know, impeachment is recall. Recall is impeachment. So it's a long process.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me try this one more time. Good morning, Ian. What's on your mind? All right, didn't work. For some reason, he's not picking up on us. All right, but anyway, and one last little thing. 12 attorney generals are calling on Facebook and Twitter to halt the spread of the vaccine misinformation that's out there.
Well, everything should be all right in the world because now the aftermath has hired Prince Harry to fix false information. So the Aspen Institute and Facebook will all begin to commiserate, collaborate on misinformation. So we're going from bad to worse when it comes to quality news.
Yeah, that. Well, the last place I want to go if I want to find something out is Facebook, if you want to find out something that's legitimate or not, because you can't believe what's posted there by a lot of the different sources, especially the private and individual sources, unless you know who they are and whether or not they're credible. All right, well, music's coming up in my ear. We'll let you go, and we will be talking to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you so very much, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And again, we appreciate her and everything that she does for the program, and check her out on your website, FoundersCode.com. You'll find out all the different places where you can read the articles and find out what she's up to.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has approved a request from the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors who crossed into the United States at two Texas military bases. The approval gives space at Fort Bliss and Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland for the temporary housing of children as HHS deals with an influx of migrants at the border. A Pentagon spokesperson says that military training or readiness won't be affected by having the children housed on those bases. Earlier on Wednesday, President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort in dealing with the crisis at the border. The president announced that one of Harris's most important duties will be handling diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of migrants with the nations of Central America.
We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that. We're going to be dealing with a full team now that we have to be able to deal with the problem here at home, but also to deal with it now in terms of your country.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And thank you very much to the National Aviation Academy for inviting me to be at the Clearwater Rotary yesterday to speak to the Rotary Club. I was their Speaker of the Month there yesterday, and thank you very much to Pam and the crew. Bo was there, and we had a great old time. Great lunch, too. Great bunch of people. Here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you will always hear me tell you that the best thing to do to find out about National Aviation Academy is to ask to take the tour. Find out what it's like to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, where you can get a certification that lasts you a lifetime to get a job anywhere in the world. You heard me right. Anywhere in the world working on aircraft. So, the phone number to call, 800-659-2080. One more time in the number, 800-659-2080.
asked to take the tour at whichever one of their facilities that's the closest to you. Concord, Massachusetts is one of them, outside Boston. Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay, is the other one. You have two choices to make. Concord, Mass., outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida region. Now, remember, you can also check them out online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll give you the white gloves treatment, and you're going to like that. The phone number, again, to set up an appointment to take the tour is 800-659-2080. All right, well, if you're getting up late or getting up early, whatever the case may be, and don't know what's going on over in Southeast Asia, apparently North Korea has fired two projectiles. These are intercontinental ballistic missiles that could be put on a submarine to be fired from land in North Korea towards Japan. Don't know how close they got to Japan. We've not heard that information yet. But certainly the United States and Japan were aware of this and were standing at the ready in case they had to do something to take down the missiles. But once again, 2 days in a row, four missiles or five missiles later, whatever the total is, North Korea is doing their thing. And it's just a big test to see what Joe Biden is going to do. And you can bet that China is giving them their blessing to do this, too. Now, the Defense Department received a written request for assistance from the Health and Human Services Department to help temporarily house an influx of children fleeing Central America arriving at the U.S.-Mexican border. We'll see what happens there. They're going to be putting them on military bases, which include military bases in California now, we're being told. So there you go. And Beijing will have the ability to invade Taiwan sooner than current predictions would suggest, so says the nominee to lead the America's Indo-Pacific Command. We'll see where that goes. In addition, the White House confirmed that the United States and Iraq will meet next month to hold strategic talks on relations between the two countries and the remaining of U.S. troops in Iraq, how soon they'll go, if they go at all. American and Taliban negotiators, by the way, are discussing a pause in U.S. airstrikes and drone flights in Afghanistan in order to revive long-shot peace talks aimed at settling the two-decade-old war. So say the U.S. and Afghan officials. And we'll see where all that goes. Not sure what's going to happen there either. Well, also overseas, Iraq wants a new round of talks over the withdrawals of the remaining U.S. combat forces there. They sent a formal request to President Joe Biden's administration for a date to resume those strategic talks on bilateral relations and the withdrawal of remaining U.S. combat forces. We'll see what happens there. And we now know that the United States spent more than $34 billion, with a B, to maintain military presence in Japan and South Korea between 2016 and 2019. That comes from the Government Accountability Office, the report through March 17th. And time is running out for Washington to choose whether or not to keep a deal with the Taliban and pull out of Afghanistan by May 1st, or to stick around until November, which is the second alternative mentioned by the Biden-Harris administration. And we'll see where that goes. Also, two military bases in Japan announced six new coronavirus cases as of 6 p.m. last night, while installations in South Korea had no patients at all to report. Thank you. And the Pentagon's ambitious flight test schedule for hypersonic weapons could be at risk due to test range limitations. We'll see where that goes, because that's something else that's being done at record levels. By the way, the U.S. Navy says that the number of aircraft carriers it needs to meet requirements across the globe, unless additional challenges show themselves, is okay. They have the right number of carriers. Again, we will see whether or not that remains to be that way. Things can change at a moment's notice. At a moment's notice. And the United States and China are now engaged in a superpower marathon as Beijing makes massive investments in key technologies such as artificial intelligence, unmanned systems, and 5G networks. Same thing's going on in the United States. It's like a race to see who gets done first. Don't forget, the Pentagon has selected two companies to move forward. We're developing the small portable nuclear reactors for military use in the field, where they're actually be small enough to be located maybe in an overseas container that they ship overseas and create power that way, nuclear power, that is. We'll see how soon that happens. Sounds rather futuristic, doesn't it? But we'll see. And the F-35 program, aiming to use agile software development practices to ensure the Joint Strike Fighter can quickly receive fresh code to meet emerging threats, but production of the new software is still lagging way behind schedule because of what's going on with the computer chips and all that stuff. They're in the middle of that. Now, in Africa, we have an interesting situation going on there for the influence in Africa. Russia's there. China's there. Iran's there. North Korea is there. And they're all pushing the U.S. for dominance in Africa. Africa is poised to become a major theater in the great power struggle between the U.S. and all those countries I just mentioned, according to General Dogman Anderson, who is a commander of that region, military commander. And again, we'll see what happens. By the way, as America continues to debate a possible return to the Iranian nuclear deal, we can expect more rhetoric, sporadic jockeying, and skirmishes between the two countries. Don't know what's going to happen there. We do know, though, that Ryan and Roshana Dalbec allegedly paid Nash $460,000 in bribes the Dalbecs won using insider information for a construction company and projects overseas. Big time investigation going on there. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I'd be happy to right after I tell you this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. You know, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura vehicle, the RDX Sport Utility. Now, this RDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. It's got a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, comes standard with 345 horsepower, plus it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good. Especially if you got a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life as they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Ford Avenue next to Nissan at Moss Acura.com, the website. I'll repeat that, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Go over there, take a look at all the things going on. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do, you're going to get a tremendous discount on the vehicles that you're looking at. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Listen, the Senate Banking Committee hearing yesterday turned out to be a lot more interesting than expected. Now, ostensibly devoted to the oversight of the pandemic relief lending programs authorized by the CARES Act, the hearing turned out to be about almost anything but the Fed and Treasury's credit provision. Senators were asking about climate change, projected unemployment, the community bank leverage ratio, the debt-to-GDP ratio, enhanced unemployment benefits, limits on state tax cuts, and foreign exchange reserve assets. Now, this makes sense, of course, because all of those Fed Treasury credit programs are finished or being wound down, so there isn't much interest in talking about them. Now, lawmakers tend to regard both the Fed chair and the Treasury secretary as something like the chief economists of the United States. So, why not ask those people about the issues instead of the Senate Banking Committee?
Well, again, they're going to talk about what they can get sound bites for and YouTube videos that they can show back in their districts or try to make viral. This is kind of how this is like the modern day politics and campaigning. No, I don't know what the hell banking has to do with climate change. I mean, it's patently absurd. Many of the things that I was paying attention to, quite frankly, one of which was this idea now where Elizabeth Warren wants to push for BlackRock to become too big to fail.
Yeah.
There was another issue as well in regards to the IMF and the amount of money that we're giving to the IMF. A lot of nonsense, quite frankly. And again, Yellen is going with the administration position that we're going to have to be raising taxes moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of too big to fail at all. It's become almost like it's like the lie becomes the truth that this is somehow a good thing. If you run a bad business, you need to be able to fail. I don't care about what happened in 2008, 2009. The problem was that, you know, you had to keep the plumbing system running. But if you run a failed business, you should be allowed to fail. This is what makes America good. A true economist, a true thinker, Joseph Schumpeter said, it's all about creative destruction. If you run a bad business or somebody builds a better mousetrap, well, you know, so be it. That's how capitalism is supposed to work. And we've entrenched way too many companies, powerful companies here in this country with omnipotence. They're godlike. It's a quasi-socialist fascist model where they're tied into the government and they have regulatory capture and nobody else can compete.
Yep, you are right. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, we also found out yesterday that durable goods orders unexpectedly slipped in February, but I'm not surprised because we did have some rotten weather back then, and that might have had something to do with it.
Yeah, it does. I mean, again, that can be a somewhat volatile number over the short runs. I'm still taking a look at also the input prices, which have gone way, way up. I having a conversation yesterday with a builder in my area and talking just about how expensive everything is getting, you know, not to mention, you know, certain items, you know, that you might want to buy, appliances, whatnot, that you're having a difficult time getting a hold of because of some of the supply chain difficulties that we're having right now. Interesting story. Intel, the longtime American chip maker, announced that they're going to be opening up a couple of plants, and they're looking to open a couple of plants in Arizona so we can start making more chips here in the United States. This is a bit of a national security concern. I'm sure you're aware of this because most of our chips come from Taiwan.
Yep.
And who knows how long Taiwan is going to be Taiwan.
Right.
The reality, China has a one China policy. And, you know, Matt, let's be honest. If China decides to take Taiwan, I don't think we're going to do a damn thing.
Yep. It could happen at any time, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's really nothing we can do about it. I mean, we're going to get ourselves, you know, in involved with that. I just don't see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have this ship in the Suez, this great big evergreen cargo ship with all the cargo containers on board that went broadside across the Suez Canal that's literally grounded and stuck there. They can't just automatically pull it off where it's at because it's wedged in pretty good. But as a result of that, yesterday, oil went up like a shot in the arm. Now, West Texas crude went up 342, back up to 61.18 starting the day. Brent crude went up 362, starting the day at 64.41. And wait till you hear this. The wholesale price of gasoline went up 9 cents a gallon, and the wholesale price of diesel went up 3 cents a gallon.
That's one of the reasons, without a doubt. They're also talking, a lot of traders are also talking about, again, it's what traders talk about. A lot of these things are computerized models that move prices, whether it be stocks or it be commodities in certain directions, is they're expecting one hell of a summer driving season.
Yeah.
And they're expecting, you know, people to be out about this summer and the demand for gasoline to go through the roof. So they're talking about builds in regards to that for the summertime.
Yeah, well, there's already people traveling. I mean, this hotel next to us, it's full again. And a lot of the plates that are there are from New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and whatnot, you know, the different baseball states where the teams are in the area. And it's obvious because I see the people wearing the jerseys when they come back in the afternoon when I'm coming in.
You know, making some inquiries. Actually, down in Miami, the restaurant business for March is 9% higher so far than it was in 2019,
mm-hmm.
which obviously before the pandemic, we kind of forget, you know, what year we're in based upon what's going on. But they're doing that well down in Miami that the restaurant business is better than it was in 2019.
Now, have you been following this federal safety investigation of Tesla solar panels?
Not really. I know about the boondoggle with the solar panel factory outside of Buffalo, New York.
Right.
That was financed by the taxpayers of New York through Andrew Cuomo, where they gave Tesla a ton of money to build a factory that's not making anything at this point in time. I mean, years ago, Elon Musk, he likes making all these announcements and never really following through. He announced these solar panels that were going to look like roof tiles. They don't look like your traditional solar panels that were going to go on the roof of your house, and they were supposed to be the next great thing out there. They've yet to actually come through with that.
Well, apparently there is a fire risk that comes along with these solar panels, and a whistleblower blew the whistle and told the people about the design flaw, and right now it's all up in the air.
I get pitched quite often with various different companies with solar panels, and I know some people swear by them and it works well based upon where their house is and the amount of sun that they're going to go get.
Right.
And other people, not so much. And for a while, the price of those things were just ridiculous. You know, during the Obama handout thing, the stimulus, they were, you know, having people and giving tons of money out to put solar panels on your house that, quite frankly, didn't make any economic sense whatsoever. The cost of these things have come down, so they work for some, maybe not so much for others. So again, you got to judge which company is, you know, best if you decide to do this, and you got to do the numbers yourself.
All righty, well, we got to go. Here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. I'm sure we're still going to have plenty to talk about from an economic standpoint.
You got it.
All right, take care, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. I'll be back with Brian Edwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.